1, 2, 3, 4.
Lady Daphne Rosamond counted her steps as she paced the length of the ladies' retiring room at the Hawthorne Ball. She should be in the ballroom. Gentlemen should be paying her attention. She should be dancing and flirting. 3 seasons, for 3 long, tedious seasons, Daphne had sat on the sidelines, hoping and praying that some worthy gentleman would take notice.
"There you are. I've been searching for you."
Daphne's cousin, Lady Natalie St. Vila, strode into the room, with Miss Lulia Vasili at her side. Natalie paused, drawing her brows together as she studied Daphne.
"Is something the matter?" "No, yes, I don't know," Daphne stuttered, attempting to collect her thoughts.
Natalie narrowed her gaze. Daphne's cheeks warmed under her cousin's scrutiny.
"I've grown weary of sitting on the sidelines. Perhaps it is time I accept my fate and give in to being an old maid."
Lulia drew closer, her violet eyes sceptical.
"How do you know such a fate awaits you?"
Daphne waved her hands over her body.
"Look at me. I am plump and shy, not at all the type of woman that gentlemen take notice of. In my 3 seasons, I've only danced a handful of times. No one has ever come to call, let alone court me." "Oh, Daphne,"
Natalie rested a hand on her shoulder,
"you are lovely. Any gentleman would be lucky to have you. Do not be so hard on yourself."
Daphne closed her eyes, fighting back tears. How she wished Natalie's words were true, but they unequivocally were not. Daphne possessed a kind and reserved nature, but she lacked all of the other qualities a man looked for in a wife. She'd never be an English beauty, nor would she ever be comfortable in a crowded room. She shook her head.
"You're wrong."
"Take off your glove." Lulia notched her chin.
"Let me have a look at your palm."
Daphne swallowed as she stared at the woman, confusion muddling her thoughts.
"My glove?"
Lulia nodded, her raven curls bouncing.
"Yes, your glove."
Natalie reached for Daphne's hand, then began unbuttoning the white satin glove that covered it.
"Lulia reads palms. Let her have a look, and she will tell you what your future holds."
Lulia gave a gentle smile.
"Daphne?"
Daphne drew in a slow breath, exhaling it even slower.
"Yes, tell me."
"You are not destined to be alone. Love may enter your life, true love. The deeply seated kind that inspires poems and endures for all time." She recaptured Daphne's hand, then peeled her glove off.
"See this?"
She trailed her fingertip over the line below Daphne's pinky. Daphne nodded, tears pricking her eyes once more. The hope welling within her was nearly too much for her to handle.
"This is your love line. It's straight and long, indicating a deep and long love."
Lulia gave a gentle squeeze to Daphne's hand before releasing it.
"I'm afraid your situation is not as simple as all that. Love will not just land in your lap. Your time is coming to an end. If you do not receive a kiss by Christmastide, you will continue through life unwed." "Christmastide?"
Daphne's hand shook, her heart crumbling as any hope she'd had fled.
"That is impossible. It's but a fortnight away, and I haven't a single admirer. Worse, I will be leaving for the country on the morrow."